Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Grab a drink, get comfy, and join us for some therapy.
With a twist.
So I think we decided this would be a fun little dating episode.
Yeah. Because we have some...
interesting things going on
right now. We have some happenings with the boys.
I don't even know.
Are they...
I mean, technically they're boys, but technically they're, like, grown boys.
They're men. They're... some of them...
their age is adult. Like, grown adults.
Mature. Like, their brains fully developed.
Like, 34 and older.
A decade ago.
Yes. Yes. Oh, well... their brains should have fully developed a decade ago. Yeah. But we're still
men trying to develop slower. So maybe they're finally developed at 34 years old.
Maybe.
Maybe 34 is a new 29. Perhaps.
We'll see.
That's what I'm going to say because...
you know, sometimes that's all you can do. Okay? You just got to take it as it comes.
You just... you know, my mom has always said I go to the beat of my drum. Or I go to the beat of my own drum.
Yeah,
that's what you gotta do sometimes. You just gotta make your own beat.
Yeah, and I love it.
Go to it.
We had to call your mom and make sure it was okay that you date an adult first.
Yes, well...
just to clarify.
Because I'm not even dating him.
No.
I just...
can I talk to a man that is 11 years older than me?
Yeah, because... well, so first of all, my rule is that they have to be close to my age, my parents' age. And my parents had me at 19, so that's 9 years. Like, they have to be 9 years older than me. Because if they're 10 years older than me, they're close to my parents' age. And I don't know how, but this one slipped through the cracks.
Somehow.
And I was like, yeah, no, there's no problem that we're 8 years apart. And he's like, 8? Where'd you get that? We're 11. And I was like, oh, okay.
My bad.
Sorry.
I can't math. Sorry.
Because
my brain is not fully developed yet.
Yeah, so
I don't know.
That's a new navigation. That we're dating.
But even more so on the fact that they are grown-ups dating with kids. Like, they have kids.
Yeah, and I guess I'll just dive right in because I feel like I kind of have a lot of opinions on this because it's become just a very real possibility that, like, I date somebody that has kids.
Same.
Or that people in my dating pool have kids. And honestly, I will date people that have kids because when I think about it, like, God forbid, like, anything happens to, like, my brother or his girlfriend. But, like, if they had to date right now, they had kids at 19. Or, like, they are 19 right now, and they have a 1.5-year-old. Like, they had kids in high school. And so, like, if they are, like, in their mid-20s now trying to date, you know, like, if anything were to happen and they were dating and they had a kid, they still should find love just like anybody else, you know? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, like, everybody has a history, and sure, it's baggage, but, like, it's also a kid. It's like, it's, I don't know. Don't do it if you don't want, because, like, if you don't want to be at, like, in a child's life, and if you're just going to play games, absolutely don't be there. But, like, I do think that people that have kids, like, should, like, I have no problem, like, dating them. I feel like
they deserve love too. Well, yeah, as long as you have, like, all of your shit, like, pretty sorted, I don't want to step into drama.
Yes, no, yeah, that is the thing, is that if it's, like, a healthy situation, like, this, like, guy
co-parent cohesively, or, like, someone's not involved and you have, like,
yeah, like,
something like that,
definitely it's situation, because that's... first of all, I would never get into a relationship with a man that's just so mentally unhealthy in his life, to where his life is all over the place and he's, like, living on couches, and he's like, that is no shade to anybody. That is, like, that's no shade to anybody. But you know what I mean? Like, if your baby mama kicked you out and you're, like, living on a couch, like, if you have a baby mama and you're referring to her as your baby mama, yes. Like, being just, like, a weird dad. And it's like, it's not co-parenting. It's like you kind of pawned your child off on somebody and there's just drama. I would never step in a relationship like that anyway. But, like, if it is a situation where, like, yeah, we co-parent, I'm just like, they have their routine. I'll respect their routine. And that's the thing is that I don't think you're a step parent until you're like married. So it's like, even if I was like, if it's like girlfriend, boyfriend with kids, every family is different too also. And I feel like I have the consideration, like growing up as a family of divorce, yeah, that I feel like I would kind of be able to have like those tough conversations because my parents do co-parent so well.
Yeah, you have like, a different perspective.
Yeah, like I have a great, and my mom and I were talking about it yesterday because like I talked to her because I was like, it's a very real possibility that I may date somebody that has kids now. Like, how do I know if I'm ready for that? And I was like, I do feel like my parents' relationship gives me a big benefit because I know that co-parenting isn't the easiest thing in the world. Like, I know that it's awkward, you know? And, like, I know that my parents' situation is weird to other people, but I know how crucial it is that they had those awkward conversations and they had those hard conversations so that they can show up for each other, like, show up for us kids, you know?
Yeah, it's literally, like, they did this for you guys.
Yeah.
They put away all of their differences and the anger that they might have had towards each other. And we're like, let's focus on these kids and take care of them.
Yeah. And so I feel like I just know, like, I know the importance of that. And so it's like, I feel like I'm also just considerate enough of like the children and of like the mother of the children.
Well, yeah, because at the end of the day, it's also like this person once cared for this person. Well, you know, I can't say that because sometimes you have a baby with someone that you don't, you're not even in a relationship. But for the most part, like,
the thing is that
you made a choice to sleep with this person and create a child with them, potentially. So it's like, I will respect you as a person because I'm a respectful person.
Yeah. And just like, also, like, that's your kids. Like, if you have a partner that you love, and this is like, not even relevant to me right now, but I'm just saying, like, if you're dating somebody with kids, they're not just welcoming, usually, hopefully, health, in my opinion, mm-hmm, is like, they're not just letting anybody in and out of their lives. Like, my mom tried dating or whatever, and like, we didn't just have anybody in and out of our house. And I know that it was really hard for like my brother to accept a step parent, and I just know it's not the easiest thing. I know it's a super sensitive thing, but I feel like I kind of have the patience and the consideration to know. But my thing is just that, is that what I want to have in my life right now? So I feel like that's
kind, but it's of also what I have to consider. Are they emotionally mature enough to have that kind of relationship as well? Mm-hmm. And be able to be like, okay, I'm gonna juggle having to co-parent my child, but also I'm trying to navigate a new relationship.
A girlfriend,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I have to think of their feelings as well.
Because yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, yes, I know that your child is always gonna come first because that's how it should
be. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm good with that. But also, we're trying to see if we can build a life as well. So, yeah, like, there are things that it's like, okay, you're going to have to figure out how to communicate and what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And it's got to be a lot of open communication, I would imagine.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely just a very, it requires like a mature relationship.
I think I would be okay with dating someone with children. I never chose to have children myself, obviously, but I know that I have a lot of love that I can give. So I would be an incredible bonus parent.
That's what I think.
And I'm fine with that. I think that there's a certain time and place, like, obviously meeting the children right off the bat is probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, I would want them to feel comfortable. I would want the baby mama to be comfortable. I would want everybody to be, like, chilling on the same page with it. Because if I'm going to meet your children and be in your life for a significant time and, like, be a person that's in this child's life, then I need to make sure everybody's good with it. We all get along as well as we can, because I don't want to disrupt that child. Because at the end of the day, I don't care if baby mama doesn't like me. That's not my business. That's hers. But I don't want to disrupt that for the child.
Yeah, so, we can be respectful.
Yeah. So if there is something that isn't cohesive between us, then that might not work out because I don't want to disrupt the child. I don't want them to see that kind of tension or feel that kind of tension. And I know for my side of it, there wouldn't be. Because at the end of the day, I can get along with anybody.
That's my thing, too, is that I am a, like, what's it called? De-escalator, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just also know that not everything needs a reaction.
No.
And so, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, something that I have had to consider recently about, like, things that you have to find out when dating is, like, I am 23 and people my age do have kids.
Yeah, but it's also, you have to decide, okay, I'm going to have to tell this person that I'm divorced, that I've been in a relationship previously. And
everyone has their own baggage.
Yes. However, having children is a different kind of...
It's a whole...
luggage that comes along with them.
Yeah, but I just hate that it has, like, a negative connotation. I think it's just a complicated connotation.
But I'm also going to judge you if you're not a good parent. If you're trying to date me and you have kids and you're a shit parent.
If you are a, the phone goes both way parent, get out. Literally get out. Yeah, because that parenting style traumatizes kids. Get out. Like,
not interested in that. Like, I need you. I'm going to be that one that is all for you hanging out with your kid as much as possible.
Hang out with your kid. You have to have communication with your baby mama. Like,
I'm going to be the one that's like, we're going to go to Silver Dollar City with your kid.
That's my thing. I would be a fucking fun stepmom.
Oh, my God. Me too. I would be like, we're going to do all these things. But I also feel like I'm such a creative person that, like, I'm an arts and craft person. I'm like, let's get in the kitchen and
that's
bake.
My thing is that I know I want kids. Like, I've always known I want kids. Like, I thought I would be having kids as soon as I got married. Like, I thought kids were in my future very near already. And now I'm grateful for the time that I'm not going to have with kids. Like, not that kids aren't a blessing or whatever, but, like, I'm very grateful for this extra time that I got without kids. I'm very happy that I have my 20s without kids, and then I get to experience this kind of freedom. And so I'm very grateful for that. So I am not rushing having kids at any time, and I'm going to soak up literally every minute I can without kids. Yeah. But I definitely knew I wanted kids, and I've even talked about fostering. I used to always talk about fostering. I used to babysit for a foster family.
Yeah.
And so, like, bonus kids and coming from a blended family with stepkids and half siblings, I feel like it's just more.
Yeah. I mean,
modern.
My parents started fostering when I was 8 years old.
Yeah. So it's like you.
And so I grew up in that. There wasn't a time we didn't have random children in our house. And then I was fortunate enough in 2019 that my mom adopted two of them that she was fostering, and I have two amazing little brothers now.
Yeah. And, like, they do, like, when, like, my stepbrothers and my half sister, it's so weird to call them my stepbrothers and my half sister, because I don't call them that. Like, they're just my brothers and my sister.
Yeah, I have three biological and two adopted brothers, but I don't refer to them as that.
I don't sort them out either.
No, like, no, they're all, I have five brothers. And the only time I ever do sort them out is when I have to explain why my younger brothers are so much younger than the rest of us. It's because they are adopted, so they are a lot younger.
You know, I have to explain to my
sister is so little.
Well, that, and whenever I show a picture of my brothers and my family, I'm like, so these are my brothers and my sister. Oh, my two brothers are mixed. Their fathers are black.
So they're half black.
And so, like, I have two white parents, but yes, my stepbrothers are, like, half black. But it's so funny because, yeah, I'm like, these are my brothers and sister. And they're like, okay, so you have two mixed brothers and a baby sister, because my sister is four, and then I have a niece. So that's the thing, is my family is very blended. My family is not traditional.
No.
And I love that about it.
Yeah, I think that's great. And that's the thing, like, I don't, as long as you're a decent person, I can get along with anybody. And I think I would be okay with dating someone with children. Depending on, like, their dynamic as well. Because I wouldn't want to step into something that, like, could be disrupted.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Dating older, even without kids, is just
different.
It is different, but it's different in a good way. The communication is completely different. Like, yeah, the conversation is just better. Like, when you're dating anybody, in my brain I'm like, okay, so they're probably talking to 15 other people, because if they're just probably talking to 15 other people.
Yeah, that's kind of the trend in dating, though, is it not? That, like, you just assume you're not the only one.
Yeah. And so then the conversations are just so, like, shallow. It's just, like, throwing it and seeing what sticks, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, this guy that's older is much more
communicative.
Yeah, just, like, asking questions, and I don't know.
Like, genuinely seems like he wants to get to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just weird.
There are some like that. There are some like that where they're like, yeah, I want to have this kind of, like, communication. But then there are some out there that are just like, oh, fuck it, I'm just here for sleeping around. That's it.
Yeah, and I feel like it's so, I don't know. That's why I hate dating apps. Like, that's one thing that I won't do. Is,
yeah, like, first of all, if you're 45 years old and you have Snapchat in your bio,
get out. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Get on Tinder. That's
where if you were over 23 years old and you're giving out your Snapchat on Tinder, you're also having to probably regularly go get tested for STDs.
100%. 100%.
And
first of all, if you're 45 and you're on Snapchat, what are you doing on Snapchat? Like, what? What do purpose you, do you yeah. have?
Who is Snapchat? Posting Snapchat stories that you're watching?
I would like to know as well. I have a Snapchat, but I don't have it downloaded. Like, I have one from like 12 years ago when it first came out, but I don't use it ever. It's just there. It exists, but I don't have it downloaded on my phone, and I haven't for a very long time.
I keep up with my girls on it.
Yeah, but you're 23.
Yeah, and I don't give it out to boys.
No, you're not.
Because when I do, I end up on fucking private stories of men in their underwear. I literally wake up at 8 a.m. like, what am I going to do? Check my phone. Oh, open Snapchat. Oh, my God. That is a man in
no clothes.
No clothes. And somebody adds me on a fucking private story. They should make you accept. They should, like, ask you to be in the private story. Like, yes. Do I want to be here or not? Because who does that?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me at all. And it just, like, I don't know. Or, like, the one where you got the other, like, earlier, where he was like, I'm not on here often. Add me on IG. Why am I adding you on Instagram?
The thing is that I'm not on here often either. So,
but if you're worth,
get my phone number so that I can stalk you on everything, first of all. Yes. Actually, I shouldn't out that secret. Girls are not stalking you once they get your phone number. Continue to give out your phone number willy-nilly. It's the best thing.
At this point, you should just know, like, true people search is a thing. I'm going to find out all your information. Because, one, you have to protect yourself.
Oh, you have to know who you're going on a date with.
Yes. Yes. Because it's a dangerous world out here, okay? And it's not, like, it's not that I don't want to be trusting. Because I don't want to just be this, like, person that's terrified. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, there's a reason that there is this distrust.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Like, I would love to hear, like, the men's side of what is a dating app like for a boy? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, what happens when you go on there? Like, what are your red flags or green flags that you look for? Because I really want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we need, like, a man's opinion on that. Because what does it look like from the boys' perspective? Because it's nothing out here for the girls. It's...
No.
I feel like there's three things that's, like, everyone should have, like, a three deal breaker in their, like, profile. Like, you know, three yeah. standards that you have to have that are deal breakers. And if they don't have those three things in their profile, then,
like,
if just save time. I won't do under 6 foot anymore because I am so tired of men just, like, lying.
I don't mind about that. If your profile says you're conservative.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass. But I will say it's really awkward because, like, there are a lot of conservative Christians that like my profile. And I'm like, I clearly show that I'm liberal just because I love people. Okay? I'm open. If you're an open person and you're open-minded, we can do that. However, not getting super political, but if you vote for someone that doesn't support other people being who they are, then you're just as bad, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So if you are conservative and you are very strict in that belief system, then we're not going to mesh well and it's not going to go well.
You're like, let's just save everyone some time.
Yeah, like, so when I asked, like, this guy the other night was talking, and I was like, yo, you don't have this in your profile at all. And he was like, does that matter? And I'm like, yes, actually, that does matter. Because, one, I'm not getting on a dating app just to fuck around. Like, yeah, like, it's not fun for me. This isn't the funnest thing I've ever done in my life. This is not Disneyland. So I want to know, like, if it's going to go somewhere, great. If it's not going to go somewhere, it happens. And I understand that can take time, but I need to narrow this down before I invest any time. Like, I don't care. You can be a super, super nice person, but if we have different moral beliefs, then I need to know that up front, because there's no point in both of us wasting our time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, some of those things are just.
Those are deal breakers.
Put it out there quick.
And stop liking my profile if you're super conservative, please. Because it's going to be a no every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
But I'd be okay with kids. I'm back on that. Sorry. It just dawned on me again because I sat there and I was like, there are so many kids in the world, especially growing up in a family where, like, we had children living with us all the time. You can never have too many people love a child.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
A child is never going to be like, oh, my God, too many people love me.
Yeah.
No, it's never going to happen. And if you know what, if you have a bonus parent or a bonus person in your life, okay, so say I'm dating someone and they have a child. Mom is busy at work and can't do something. Dad's busy and can't do it. I'll fucking show up.
Yeah.
And I will be your biggest fucking cheerleader, regardless of what it is, because that's who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And kids need that. And I will always be who I needed as a child.
That's how, like, I had so many people in my life that I feel like showed up for me. And I love showing up for people. Like, I just went to my cousin's volleyball game the other day, and, like, she was, like, I guess telling everybody how I was coming. So whenever I showed up, they were all like, she's been telling us that you were coming. And, like, that literally just made me feel
good.
Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, like, it matters when I show up.
Yeah.
And my little sister, whenever I came and picked her up to go to, like, the volleyball game, she gave me, like, a little coloring to put on the fridge. And it's like,
it's on the fridge.
Kids, yeah. Kids notice when you show up. I love showing up for my niece. I'll do anything.
I love it. I think it's great. And I, you know, the thing is, it's not even just kids. Like, grown-ups need people that show up for them, too. And I think that's a huge thing that I feel like a lot of people are lacking.
And some people just also, that's the thing, too, is that these people are raising children. They need an outlet, too. They deserve to have, like, a partner, too, that they can, like, just go to and, like, help.
Because, like,
take things off. They deserve to have, like, a fresh start, too.
The world is crazy, and the world can be mean, and it can be stressful. And then you add into it that, like, you're molding a human to be a better person and for the next generation. And you should be trying to break any kind of, like, generational trauma. You should be breaking those norms. And that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Being an adult, like, being a parent, first of all, is just, I can't add them that responsibility. Like, I know, I just always know that I want to have kids. And so, like, every time I think I've seen a therapist, I've always told them, like, one of my biggest motivators of, like, just being mentally, like, healthy, like, not struggling with depression or anything, is so that, like, I can help my kids, like, be emotionally
intelligent
and emotionally secure and have these tools to where they didn't fall into some of the thinking patterns that I have fallen into. And like, just having experienced like depression and anxiety and stuff. And like, my mom tried to, like, my parents gave me tools whenever I was younger, and they didn't have like a full understanding of like mental health back then though. And so now I'm just like, I just want like emotionally intelligent, emotionally secure and safe kids. I want them to be able to communicate. I want them to be able to be good parents. I want them to be able to be good partners. Like, I want to set my kids up for success. And I feel like I can't control what traumas they have in their life fully, but I can control that they have.
You can control the trauma that you give them.
Yeah, I can control the trauma I give them, but like the trauma that they're just going to experience in life, nobody can control that.
No, so help them.
Yeah, you just have to provide them with the tools they need to be able to navigate that. And so it all starts with you. It that really sounds like does. A slogan for a mental health or a therapy.
It does. And I think that, like, here's my thing. I chose not to have children because there are so many kids in the world already. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, they're just, I didn't want my own. It wasn't a priority for me. It wasn't something that, like, I was like, yes, I want to procreate and add more children to the world, because I saw all the children that were in foster care and all the struggles that they went through. And I was like, I know that I would love my child and that they wouldn't have to go through that struggle. But at the end of the day, it's also like, there are so many out there that I don't want to add to that. I don't want to add to the potential of anything like that. So to me, it was always like, I want to take care of everybody else. And I think that's my purpose, is to be there for other people when they need it. And that's why I'm like, you know what, if they need an ally or they need someone to just love them, I've got this. And I'm good at that, and I show up for the people in my life and the people that matter to me.
Yeah, and I feel like that's just kind of all it takes, is somebody that is that person and is, has that love to give.
And at the end of the day, it's also, if you are looking for someone to date and you see that someone has kids and you're not interested in it, don't pursue them.
Yeah, just don't waste their time. Don't waste your time. Like, you have to be able to.
It reminds me of, like, The Parent Trap with, like, Meredith Blake. And they don't want her to date the dad anymore. And it's like, she wasn't actively trying to be a part of that child's life. Yes, I get that this is a movie. But, like, she wasn't actively trying to be a part of this child's life. She loved that she was like, I'm going to ship you off to boarding school and blah, blah, blah. And, like, all of this shit. So it's like, don't be that person. Like, no. You need to be there. And first of all, if that child is a nuisance to you, then don't be there. Remove yourself from the situation.
And kids are hard. I'm not a big fan of kids. I'm not a big fan of kids that aren't my, like, I mean, I don't have my own kids, so I don't know. But, like, that aren't, like, kids that I love. I love my sister. I love my niece. But also, kids are just messy, and they're gross, and they're stinky, and they're sticky, and they're loud, and they're ass little goblins. But if I love a kid,
then that kid is mine for life.
That's my kid. But
I'm 10 years older than my youngest biological brother. So I remember having to change his diapers. I have been peed on by a baby. I have been pooped on by a baby. I have had spit up in my mouth from a baby.
Yeah.
So I didn't birth these children. They've done all this to me, and I still love them. There is not a child in my... Well, okay, let's be real. There is not a child in this world that I would not give my life for anyways, just because that's who I am as a person. And I don't mean that lightly. That is literally a thing for me. But the kids that are in my life mean the entire world to me. So if I choose you as a partner and you have a child, you better believe that child will be my priority as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. Like, that's how it is. Yeah. So I think we went really big on dating because we were going to talk about the dating. But I think we should also do a little rundown of like what we did this past weekend and what's coming up.
Yes.
So Friday night you went out with your mom.
Oh, yeah. Ran into an ex. It was the last one to change of plans. Supposed to go to Chewy's. Go to this bar instead for my mom. My ex walks in. Most awkward situation of my life.
Not a good thing.
No, you knew he didn't want to be there either. He actually left. And he was with a friend, though. And my mom knew his friend. And his said friend comes over and talks to me and my mom. And he holds us hostage.
Basically.
Literally for probably like 30 minutes. And he's just trying to get me back together with his friend. And then Saturday I had Casey's birthday party. And Sunday Charlie got out.
Oh God.
I felt like such an awesome pet parent having him in the sun. He was sunbathing. I was like, such a great pet parent, letting him out, being so nice and caring and sweet. And this little bastard bolts off under the fence.
Yep, that's what he does. That's what he does.
So now he has a
a little leash and harness.
A harness and a leash. But still, last night when I opened the door to let Bailey in, he bolted.
Yeah, he's
getting ballsy.
He really is doing his own thing. He's like, this house is full of girls. I gotta get
for
out
for real.
Of here.
He's like trying to escape, and he's going under our neighbor's shed. Like, what the hell's over there?
What do they got underneath there? He's gonna. Luckily, he's fixed, because if not, we'd be having baby kitties over here real soon. I don't know.
Yeah,
what he's doing.
I'm so happy he's fixed.
Saturday was pretty chill. You did go to Casey's birthday party.
Yes.
We ate Chewy's, so you did get your Chewy's finally.
I did. Oh my gosh, I could go for some creamy jalapeno right now. We got queso.
We do have queso. I made some sour cream sauce, like a green chili sour cream sauce for my chicken enchiladas tonight. And I made some homemade white queso. It's pretty good.
It was really good.
I was pretty excited about it. Pretty sure that it's going to become like a weekly thing, maybe.
Oh.
I was pretty impressed with it.
I like it. Yeah.
We did get new wine glasses.
Yes.
On Sunday.
We did
TJ Maxx shopping.
We did some retail therapy, and it was
everything.
It was bomb.com.
Taylor bought some cute new pants and then stained them yesterday.
I did. I wore the first day and something is on my butt cheek. I can't even get through a full day of wearing them. How does it happen? And I like just sit in my little office chair all day. So
there's no telling what's
happening. But I
think it was good though. Today is.
It's starting to feel a little more fall.
Yes. I was thinking yesterday and today, I went up to the rooftop terrace at work yesterday. And I was like, guys, I could just spend my whole day here.
Oh, I need to go up there.
If I wasn't needed at work at all, I would 100% be up there all day. But they would come find me, and it wouldn't be nice.
Yeah.
But it was the perfect fall weather day yesterday. It was loved it so
I
much.
Stepped outside today, and I was like, oh my god, it's not like crazy sweltering hot. Like, my sweater is still comfortable.
When I got to work this morning, it was cold. And I was like, what is this?
Because
I don't go outside. I mean, I open the door and let Bailey out in the morning, but I don't really feel the cold because I don't go out there. And so when I get in the car, it's in the garage. And then I get to work and I get out and I'm like, oh my god, what is the weather like? So it was pretty cold this morning. It's also been really dark in the mornings because, you know, the time's about to change again.
The time's going to change when we're in Seattle.
I know. The Sunday we come back, it changes.
So if I'm correct, the time change is going to happen. So the flight is scheduled for 7:30 a.m., right? But really, that's an hour ahead, so it's going to feel like 6:30 a.m., but then we're also going to have a time change, so it's going to feel like 5:30 a.m., and we're going to have to really show up about 2 hours early, so it's going to feel like 3:30 a.m. when we have to get up and go.
but to the airport. It's fall back, so it's going back an hour. So technically, when we get home,
it'll feel like noon.
It'll feel like noon, and we can just sleep the whole day and then go to work the next day.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to want to do anything the rest of that day.
No.
I'm pretty sure we'll sleep and probably, like, order pizza and literally just rot on the couch.
Probably.
I think that's what's
going to happen. And I love deep cleaning before a trip, though, so that whenever we come back, it'll be perfect. Pristine.
And then Casey's going to watch the babies.
Mm-hmm.
She has no idea what she's in for.
I know.
These wild child animals we have. Do you want to do CoStar?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like CoStar's been a little accurate for, like, my personal one lately. I feel like CoStar can't figure out you and I, though, for some reason.
They never can.
I went updated, too. So, mine says, the trick is to create many tiny centers of happiness. Think out loud. You know exactly how to say what you feel right now. People may not understand, but it's not your job to make them. You are aware of what you can do. Do announcements, personal ads, telephone, don't, cherry picking, overstatements, and artifice.
I like it.
I do too. Ours together changed a little bit. It says, feeling like Taylor has no control over their surroundings makes them moody. Having to wait in long lines make you moody. Waiting in long lines don't necessarily make me moody. It depends on the long line. Like, what I'm waiting for, I guess, is the biggest thing. Like, if it's something that needs to be a long line, perfectly fine. But if it's not a necessity, then I'm like, why is the line so long?
I kind of like a line. Line slows things down a little bit.
It does make it a little more chill, I feel like, somewhat.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Huh. Mine today says, you are not a robot. Do journal, arranged date, dance class, don't guard up, preemptive strikes, and generalization.
Okay. So it's telling you to date.
So it's saying arrange a date. Oh. And I did... accidentally walk myself into a fucking date. I misunderstood a question.
Okay, well, you did not misunderstand it. First of all, oh. We asked three men, all different ages, okay, just to see what their thoughts were. Yeah,
literally.
So, Taylor got a text that said, can I see you? And so I asked these men, I said, this gentleman that Taylor was talking to, said, can I see you? What the fuck does that mean? Does he want a selfie or a date? And then it was like a consensus of saying a date. So then Taylor responds with when? And he's like, let me check my schedule. I should be free probably tomorrow, but I really just meant a picture.
Yeah. I'm like, I have avoidant attachment. I don't like going on. Like, I'm not rushing the date. I'm not the one that's going to be doing that.
And then she is right now. But let me tell you, it was really funny. One of the people, yeah, Jay, I'm going to call you out on here. He said, good job, Taylor. She better use my method. And I was like, what is that? Where you lie and say, oh, something came up. I can't go on this date. He goes, yeah, but she can't use that 5-hour drive as an excuse. That one's all mine.
Yeah.
What the hell? These boys. First of all, if you want to go on a date with someone, ask on a date. Like, don't be weird. But also, like, when you say, can I see you? Like, how are we supposed to take that? What the fuck does that even mean? Use a little more context, please.
Yeah.
Don't make me guess.
And, like, I don't know. I just... You already communicate different than most men my age, sir, so...
Also, you've seen my pictures on my dating profile, which is fine.
But, so I have dated... I've never dated a man 11 years older than me.
No.
The oldest I've dated, besides him, was 29.
Okay.
And so, like, I would make fun of him for being old because he was just, like, approaching 30. And, like, this guy, maybe it was like 20. Yeah. And so, like, I mean, this guy, yeah, he's mid 30s.
Yeah.
And so he I feel like was I was like, I would just be like, you're a millennial. Like you, he is a millennial.
That's my age range.
Yeah, but this guy's like a dad.
I know, he's a dad.
And I'm like, I don't know, something about getting over that 30 hump and also getting something about getting over the hump of being close to my parents' age and my age. But I don't know. We'll navigate through it. I have avoided an attachment. We'll see if we're even talking still in a week. But it has made me have to reflect on some things on like what kind of relationship I am down to be in.
And also how often you should actually respond to text messaging.
And yeah, I should be better at that.
Yeah, it happens.
Turns out when I actually text people, it's so much. I actually get responses. It's crazy. It's weird. It's weird how I'm the one not answering everything. Then I'm like, why am I single?
It's not that they're just not texting me. It's I'm not responding. So I'm the
problem. It's the 3 to 5 business day response.
Oh, God. Those are the worst. Like, yeah. I feel like obviously everybody has their own traumas from like past relationships and stuff that you have to work on healing. So like maybe you don't want to respond right away. Maybe you do want to respond right away. Like everybody's going to have a different type of communication style. And it doesn't mean that you can't figure that out. It's just you have to communicate what your communication style is, like what your expectations are. Because if you aren't a texter, cool. I know that I am, but I'm a texter because a lot of the important people in my life aren't local to me.
Yeah.
So I am going to be a little more on my phone. My best friend lives in Seattle. So
yeah.
So I can't just go see her every day or whenever I want. So I am going to talk on the phone. I am going to text her. So to me, it is a little different.
I think I'm realizing that I'm a phone caller.
I love talking on the phone.
I would prefer a phone call. I would prefer a literal 2-second phone call than a few text messages.
Well, I talk to her almost every day on the phone. And it's convenient because then we can kind of just catch up on the day. Because I do get busy during work. There are sometimes, yeah, I text during work. Mm-hmm. But then there are sometimes where it's like, oh my God, I'm shooting you little snippets of my day when I would rather just recap it all to you later.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. I love being able to...
I love talking to my mom on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because we don't talk every day, so it's like, every once in a while, we get caught up on everything.
And I love it. I would rather, like, obviously I would rather be in person, if at all possible, but there are times where that's not a thing. So I would rather, like, I could go all day without messaging you if I knew that, like, I had something planned with you later. Mm-hmm. Like, then I could save it for that. But... like, with Taylor, I talk to her during the day, obviously.
Yeah.
But there are also things where I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to talk to her about this when I get home.
Yeah, I feel like we have just, like...
we have random banter during work
hours. Yeah.
But at home, it's like, we have hard-ass discussions out here.
We gotta actually do shit out here. We're trying to actually be adults and, like, make it through life.
Yeah, like, I feel like we've had some really great topics. Like, we have our talks out on the patio. And then on the podcast. But, like, our deep conversations, like, we have those outside. And we have our moments where they're raw.
Yeah, like, stuff that we got to process in therapy.
Yeah, things
but it's good. You have to be able... Yes. Everybody deserves that kind of support system, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, everyone needs friendship like that. I feel like that's one thing that, through a breakup, at least for me... found like how important it is to have friends. Like, you really truly see that, like, you are easy to love when you have friends that love you. Yeah,
if you have the right people, it's great. But, like, there are times where I'm like, okay, I have had so much stuff happen during my day, like, I cannot wait to recap everything to you, because I'm like, oh my God, don't let me forget I need to tell you this.
Yeah,
don't let me forget I need to tell you this. Because I want you to be a part of my life. Like, I want to have those conversations. I want to be able to be like, I want, first of all, I want to come home to a boy that's like, let me hear all this tea. I want to be involved in all this
office drama.
Like, just because it's fun and he can tell that, like, I want to, like, share with him.
Yeah.
But I want to hear it about him, too. Like, I want to hear about your day. I want to hear about... things that are important to you. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not a huge video game player. Like, first of all, I am a great person to watch video games. I love watching video games. I will lay on the couch with you while you play a video game all day. I'll get a book.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one that I have to, like, pay attention to, yeah, I'll pay attention. I'll help you answer questions on there.
Yeah.
Like, I love those. I love the decision-based games where, like...
I love the,
like,
little puzzles.
Yes. I'm like, if you do this, like, you get to this part in this game and you have to decide, do you want to do this or do you want to do this? I'm like, well, what do I want to do? If I do this, I know later it's going to fuck this shit up. So let's do this first and see what happens. Like, I love shit like that.
Yeah.
And I will literally watch you play a game all day long.
Yeah.
But you also have to be just as interested in my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be a mutual thing.
Exactly.
And even if you aren't, like, we can have those conversations. Like, if it's, like, one of those things where you're like, babe, I really love you and I enjoy being around you, but I would rather not do that. Cool. Me and my girls are going to go do this. Mm-hmm. But if you know that my girls aren't available, like, just be like, you know what? Yeah, this isn't going to be my favorite thing in the world to do, but she's super excited. I'm going to go with her. Because yeah. Let me tell you, I will be your fucking hype man as well.
It's just part of being considerate and emotionally intelligent and emotionally aware of other people.
Yeah.
And wanting to improve upon their life and provide in their life and grow parts of their life and just not being selfish and
because like
being in love.
I'm not unhappy with my life right now.
Oh yeah.
It's, I enjoy it. I come home. We have great animals. I get to hang out with Taylor. We get to have dinner. Like, it's a girl's universe in here. And I love it. There's
good vibes. We're saging.
So much support in this house right now. But at the end of the day, I know the amount of love that I have to give someone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I can give more. And if you can match that energy, fuck yeah, let's go.
And the thing is that whoever's going to be loved by me, like, they're going to be very lucky to be loved by me. And I know that that may sound selfish to say. That may sound, like, narcissistic to say. But no. It's like, I know that I'm so full of love. Like, I can love hard. And I will love hard.
I can give you all the love that I require.
But the thing is I know I can love like that. So I'm so scared to get attached to somebody. This is getting deep, you guys. This is my avoidant attachment. I talk about this in therapy on a regular. But no, it's so scary because, like, I know that I can.
I know that I can give you a lot of love.
Yeah. And that's my thing to anybody, though. It's not even just a partner. Like, my niece, I overflow with. When I love somebody, I overflow with love for them. My niece, my sister.
You are going to get an excessive amount of love from me.
And yeah. It's going to take a minute for you to get to that, though. You're going to have to tap into that. It's not just out here for grabs. I wish it was, but it's.
Yeah.
It's in lock and key.
You can earn it pretty good, though. Like, if you give me the love I require. And the thing is like, I'm going to help you.
Actions speak louder than words.
Exactly. And there's like, you don't have to guess what I'm thinking or what I'm going to tell you. And I'm not going to be rude about it. I'm not going to be like a bitch about it. But like, there are certain things I prefer in a relationship. There are certain ways that I receive love. There are certain ways that like that works better for me. There are certain things that I want, and I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna be like, hey, like, I prefer this or I prefer that. And I'm not gonna tell you that you're doing something wrong, but I'm gonna say, hey, like, I love all the effort that you're putting into this, but this is how I receive love. Yeah. Like, I really appreciate you doing this. Like, I don't take for granted everything that you do offer. But to me, this right here is really how I would feel it. I would feel love this way. And so I expected a partner to be able to do that back and to communicate that. So I can match pretty much any energy.
That's how I feel.
I'm good with that.
I'm also, I feel like, just an energy matcher. I'm not going to go out of my way to...
give extra energy if it's not being reciprocated.
I will for a degree. I will until...
Yeah, like, give everyone a chance.
Yeah. But I will give you...
If you're compatible and if there's like green flags, if there's like a basis, then it's like... Yeah.
If there's a potential, I'm going to try. I'm going to make that effort.
You never know. The universe will... You never know what the universe is putting out there. You only miss the shots you don't take.
You do miss all the shots you don't take. And it's like, there are certain times where it's like, you might not mesh well instantly. But it's like, okay, it might take a minute for you to adapt. So take that minute and see. What's it going to hurt? At the end of the day, like, no, you don't want to waste anyone's time. But it's like, you actually have to get to know someone a little bit and show a little bit of depth before you know if they're worth it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think so as well.
Well, this got really deep.
Wow. Deep this episode.
We did, but it was needed.
Yeah, I like it.
I feel like sometimes we do a girl lot
chat.
Of... We do a lot of random sometimes, but I feel like... These are the kind of conversations that Taylor and I have on the patio.
Yeah.
So you guys kind of get included in that. However, we're laying on the couch with warm blankies right now because it's
I had fall. My glass of sweet tea. Sorry, do you think they could understand that?
I don't know. Did you understand that?
I said I had my glass of sweet tea in my wine glass.
I have a Shirley Temple.
I was wondering if... I was like, is your glass red? Or is there something red in it?
It's a Shirley Temple. I didn't put actual cherries in it this time. I did put cherries in it last night because I have had this two nights in a row. And I feel so fancy.
I love it.
Taylor and I, before we peace out, Taylor and I kind of discussed doing a sober curious.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I'm not a big drinker. I just don't. Really crave it, but if it's there, then I will. So I think if I'm just a little bit more subconscious about being like, I would honestly prefer a soda, I could probably quit drinking pretty easily, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are some times where I'm like, I need a margarita, and I'm okay with that. But sometimes I'm like, you know, I could go for a water or a sweet tea or whatever.
Yeah, something simple.
But we will talk to you guys next week. Thanks, guys.
Bye.